Cape Talk, Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
It's a Friday morning, and so that means it's Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. She is the Early Breakfast Show's resident financial advisor. She's a speaker, a financial planner, and author of the book Smart Woman, which said to her every Friday at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can do so using her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Sylvia, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us this Friday.
Hello, Abs. Morning. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Sylvia, I tell you, we've got a bigger audience this morning where we are joined by our lovely 702 listeners. And so talking about money, though, Sylvia, I mean, the minister, the finance minister came on in his budget speech and he said it that it's tough times for the average South Africans.
It is tough times, Abs. And I think if anybody was hoping for a bit of relief in the budget speech, there wasn't much relief for the average person, unfortunately. Times are tough, you know, but we've just got to, as I always say, it's become our new normal in South Africa, so we need to just work through it
at the end of the day. All right. And talking about the budget, so listening to the budget, does the budget bring any relief then for the average person?
No, Abs, it didn't actually, you know, because there was no significant changes in tax in the tax brackets at all. There was a slight increase in the tax rebate. So, for instance, the primary rebate went up literally by just over 100 rand. And in terms of tax thresholds, you know, the minimum at which we start paying tax, that has gone up from 78,150 rand earnings to 79,000 rand per year. So a very slight increase. But you might find that people actually, you know, through bracket creep, they get a salary increase, they might actually end up going into a higher tax bracket. So there was no, from a personal income tax level, no tax relief for the average person. And in fact, just through the tax thresholds that have gone up and the tax rebate, as I say, that's gone up ever so slightly, you might find somebody saving about 150 odd rand per year in tax.
And
so it's nothing significant.
Mm. And what about other forms of tax, Sylvia, though?
Nothing. There are two Abs. I mean, we had VAT went up last year to 15%. So another slight change has happened with VAT. From the 1st of April, white bread flour, cake flour, and sanitary towels will now also be VAT zero rated. But nothing else. No other tax relief. You know, the pressure, I think, from the Treasury side is actually to collect revenue. So there's been no relief given to taxpayers at all, really.
If you've just joined the conversation, you are listening to the Cape Talk resident financial advisor, Sylvia Walker, who gives you free financial advice every time at a Friday this, every morning on a Friday morning at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with her, you can do so. The email address is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Now we're talking about the budget speech and we're taking a look back and we're trying to see what did it have in store for the average South Africans. Let's talk investment, Sylvia. Were they affected?
Investments are also Abs, not affected. There was no relief given there, but on the positive side, there was no increase in taxes applied to investments. So capital gains taxes remained the same. In terms of tax-free savings, those thresholds have remained the same, as well as the interest rate exemptions. So the thing, interesting thing or important thing, I suppose, to note there around investments, of course, is that everybody has that 33,000 rand per year, you know, that they can put into tax-free savings before the end of the tax year, which is like a week away. So, put some money in if you haven't. Make use of those tax breaks because there aren't many of them in South Africa, let's be honest. So tax-free savings and then also retirement annuities. You know, those premiums are tax-deductible up to very generous limits. So if you have extra cash or can put a lump sum in or whatever, you've still got a few days to do that. The one thing that also didn't change, of course, was transfer duties. The first properties valued less than 900,000, there's no transfer duty payable. That limit wasn't increased at all. So that doesn't encourage home ownership, unfortunately. It doesn't make home ownership any cheaper. But again, as I say, through investment, we must probably count our blessings that there was no increase in tax. You know, the tax rates have remained the same.
They call it sin taxes. I had to look. Everything went up. Hey? Everything went up.
Oh dear, every year it seems to be, you know, life is so tough and we've got that little bit of pleasure and a little bit of relief and then we get nailed on that as well. So yeah, it has become more and more expensive to enjoy life, Abs. As we know, the cigarettes have gone up, you know, by about 1.14 a pack. Beer, fortified wine, spirits. And then some, you know, the fuel levy is also going to go up, so it's going to be more expensive to actually drive to the bottle store to go and buy that bit of relief. There's going to be a carbon tax implemented, and of course the sugar taxes that came in last year too, that interesting one around the sugar tax, that's also going to go up a little bit. So, yeah, more expensive to actually just enjoy life, as I said, to enjoy those sort of pleasures of life. As happens every year with a budget.
Yeah. Pleasures of life. 26 minutes after 5, you are listening to Sylvia Walker. Remember, you get me part of the conversation at any given time. 702 listeners, get a hold of us on 011-883-0702. Cape Talk listeners, get a hold of us on 021-446-0567. This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. We're taking a quick look through the budget speech, or the minister's budget speech, and we're trying to get an idea of what it was all about. I'm sure you had a look at it. What were some of your points that you took away from the budget speech? Would love to hear from you. Now, Sylvia, there's been quite a bit of noise around people working overseas that apparently will now be taxed. I'm happy about that, but I'm also not sure what is this discussion around. What is the discussion there?
And there are a number of people that work outside of South Africa in different, you know, in different parts of the world. And basically, up until now, they have worked where they've worked and they've perhaps not submitted tax returns, which, of course, they should have been doing. But more importantly, they haven't been paying tax in South Africa on those earnings. So and this has been coming for a couple of years now, sort of legislation around this. But basically, from the 1st of March 2020, so from next year, 1st of March next year, South African residents who work overseas for more than 183 days a year will pay tax on any income that they earn over R1 million. Doesn't matter where they've earned that money. And this is causing, as I say, a little bit of distress in some circles because, and particularly, so it's quite interesting that there's double taxation agreements. So if you've earned money overseas, let's say you're working in the UK and you're actually earning an income, then you've paid tax. That tax that you've paid will be taken into account.
Oh, okay.
But obviously, if there are people working in countries such as the UAE or in Cayman Islands where there's no tax payable, you know, there's no income tax. So they will then be liable for that, to pay tax on that income that they're earning. It doesn't matter where they're earning it because they are still a tax resident of South Africa.
That's not fair, though. Not fair. I suppose taxes are not fair in any case.
No, but if you think about it, I mean, they are a resident of South Africa, tax resident of South Africa. So, it's a difficult one to debate. Obviously, if you're earning that income, you would say it's not fair. How people can get around that, of course, there are ways around it, and that is to immigrate financially, so to go through the financial immigration process, where, in fact, you change your tax status with SARS from resident to non-resident.
All right.
So there are ways to get around that, but it's highlighted that whole area of people actually earning income overseas and not paying tax on that money in South Africa.
And very quickly, Sylvia, then your key points that you've taken out and tips for the budget?
You know, Abs, I think, as I say, times are tough. And, you know, businesses often talk about future-proofing the business, but I think we need to future-proof our own lives in this current environment. So we have to be putting money aside. We have to be saving, even though it's difficult. Getting rid of debt, the old story, you know, because that's complete wasting of money. And look for cheaper ways to do things, you know, and cut back on luxury items. I think often they ask for a little bit of fat in people's budget. But really the critical thing is, put the money away for tomorrow. Unemployment is very high in South Africa. I think as we spoke about last week or the week before, retrenchments are rife. Nothing is really certain. So, use the income that you have now and use it wisely. Put some away for just in case for tomorrow. And really just, as I say, buckle down and, you know, live life as sort of cost effectively as you can. Run your own little ship and make sure that you future-proof your life in case something does go wrong tomorrow.
Sylvia, as always, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We look forward to chatting with you again next week, Friday.
Lovely ads. Keep well.
Thank you so much. Sylvia Walker, your resident financial advisor. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can do so. The email address is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za.